I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
What was the big bust one? Was it like the Eternals?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, it's nobody knows who those people were.
Which is weird because like everybody they got to be in it is like an absolute star. Yeah.
I actually thought the movie wasn't bad.
Uh-uh.
It's just I don't know these characters, so it's like maybe you like work some of them into other, you know, movies first, and then you give them their own shit. It's like,
yeah, like the Eternals universe didn't make any sense. Like like if you're including it in the MCU, like all this shit happened. Like, how have they never interacted with anybody else at any point? Like, because they were on Earth for like thousands of years, right? Like, how have they never interacted with anybody? Like you would think, like Thor coming from another universe to crash onto Earth would sort of raise a red flag, but whatever.
See, though, I guess the problem I have with the whole like future of Marvel is like, I don't want to see Aaron Mackey as Captain America.
I do.
Is Cheadle supposed to be taking over Iron Man? And it's like,
he's doing the Iron Wars.
Or he's War. Well, he's War Machine.
Which is where somebody steals the Iron Man technology and he has to like get it back or something.
Yeah, but he's essentially taken over the Iron Man like role. Like,
no, he is. Character. Like, if you saw if you saw the series, which was actually pretty good. He totally takes over the mantle.
Exactly. And then you have the new Black Panther, and it's like,
yeah.
Yeah. You know, all of a sudden you're starting to pigeonhole all these new characters into like existing characters. Well, that's the thing. You know, like, they're not new characters.
They're trying to do the Young Avengers too. That's why they're bringing all these, like, the kids in.
Mm. Yeah. The problem is they definitely
slowed their roll on all of it. Like the fact that they had their big announcement and only announced two movies is like says a lot. And by the way, you notice who was not on that was what's his face? Majors.
Jonathan Majors.
Kang is gone.
Yeah, that'll slow your roll on when you try to build the future off that, and then that gets derailed.
Yeah,
but also, they
were setting it up big, man. Like, and they just had to completely stop it. Like, it's a shame.
In my eyes,
Loki ties into the new Deadpool, and like they set up a lot in the Loki series. Like, that was really good. Like, but including the Kang character, they set up a whole bunch with him, and now that's just, and the Ant-Man movie too, which like everybody hated, but it had the actual Kang in it, and so like now that's just completely abandoned. I don't know, man. I love Robert Downey Jr. Like, apparently there's a comic storyline where Iron Man becomes Doom, but like, I don't know, man.
You don't see his face though, so it's like, who cares?
Yeah. We'll see what they do. We'll see what they do. I'm really curious how the fuck they're tying everything in with that too, because like.
They're years out.
Well, Fantastic Four is like set in the 60s, and Doom is like the villain in Fantastic Four. So like, I know timelines and whatnot, but
no, but I, like I said, I think they're years away. Cause I mean, look what they had to set up to even start the Avengers. They it was like 10 years of movies of, you know, Iron Mans and Thors and shit like that. And then, you need to build these characters back up through like multiple movies before you just throw them all together for an ensemble cast.
Yeah. And I, cause those are Avengers movies that they announced. Like, they're both Avengers movies.
Yeah. So,
who the hell is going to be an Avenger at that point?
Well, especially with, Guardians is done for the most part, I think, at least for most of the characters.
I bet they could bring Pratt back. I mean, yeah.
I guess, but yeah.
And no one wants Spider-Man. Rather... Like, the end of Spider-Man, nobody knows who the hell he is. So Spider-Man's kind of out right now.
No, and then, yeah, and I'm sure, I mean, they could probably get Hemsworth back for Thor, but
oh yeah,
he's probably done if he, like, I don't think you're making any more Thor movies.
Yeah.
So it's like, well,
I'm curious how they're going to, I'm curious how, what they're going to do with X-Men. Cause like, well, you can't do like a full reboot of the X-Men. Like, I was thinking about that. You can't just like, you can't reboot Magneto, because Magneto's origin story is being in a Nazi internment camp. Like, you can't do it.
That's right. Yeah, it's true.
Oh, hey, King.
Very true.
Nice of you to join us.
Magneto. Can't retell that one.
Timeline-wise. By the way, listener, I'm going to keep all of that Marvel talk in the podcast this week. So King just hopped in, so as you can hear. Because he interrupted our in-depth conversation about Marvel movies.
I mean, you got to keep true to the Magneto story.
I mean, you got to keep true to that canon, man.
Yeah.
If not for him, for who?
The Jews, right? Isn't that kind of his whole backstory?
Yeah, I mean, it is. We're gonna have Rosa Parks in an Uber next. I mean, what's happening here?
Let's see. What do we got in the chat? Booble never saw Eternals. All his friends said it was trash. Maybe you should give it a shot. I mean, you might as well. What else are you doing? Fucking watch Eternals. let's see. Why are we okay with a new Batman every 5 years, but not a new Iron Man? I mean, because there's a cinematic universe. That's probably why, for one of them, and there's not for the other. Majors was badass in Creed 3. Too bad he's problematic. Yep. Yeah, Jonathan Majors. When are we going to see Jonathan Majors again?
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Hopefully never. Like,
yeah. Probably never. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been funny to see the...
Ski, you look like fucking Zlatan. Love it.
Yeah.
Let me see your hair.
How are you guys doing?
I don't know. Man buns is great.
Yeah.
What is Zlatan? Is he Swedish?
Yep, sure.
Yeah.
He's one of those. Right. Yep. Ibrahimovic? Yeah, put the hair to the side. Come on, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Why? You are an MLS. You do play for LAFC. Holy shit.
Why would you ever wear a hat, dude?
Why?
Why would you ever wear a hat?
How long this shit is. You got to do something with it.
Yeah, I see it, Ski. And I'm asking the questions.
It's too thick and voluminous. I can't do it.
Too thick and voluminous, this fucker says. Shut up. As if that's possible. I'm just a reporter. I'm out here asking questions for the people.
Right. No, but back to the juggling of people trying to equate what Jonathan Majors did to Robert Downey Jr.'s substance abuse in like the early 90s. It's like that dude was out of Hollywood for a decade because of it.
Yeah. He literally went to jail. Like,
yeah, it didn't hurt anyone. He just was doing drugs and drinking too much.
Yeah.
And pissed the wrong people in Hollywood off for a decade. But no, that's the same as, you know, abusing women, right?
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Snorting a rail in your Brentwood estate is exactly the same as punching a woman in the eye socket repeatedly. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very analogous.
Yeah. Well, I'm at least glad Marvel finally decided to like officially take him out of all their things. It took them a while, but you know. All right.
It was a while.
Took him a while. I don't know. I don't like either one of those.
Yeah, you know, we're just riffing.
Yeah. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I'm Alex Kingski. Podcast handles are on the picture of the podcast. If you want to tweet at us, join our Discord, Sports Brewery and Discord. It's a good time. That's where we get our movie suggestions, our list suggestions. We got a lawyer in there, folks. He's giving us like legal advice on things in there. So if you need any...
Legal.
Yeah, we got lots of
legalese.
Got lots of legalese going on right now. So yeah, get in there, Sports Brewery and Discord. If you need an invitation, just ask us for it. Twitch.tv/abrog87 is where we are right now. Twitch.tv/abrog87.
Wait, hold up. People have to get invites to the Discord?
Nope, but we can give them one.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Carry on. Okay.
Yeah, no.
I'm sure you... I know you have that read-in scripted. I just never pay attention.
Man,
to
it's
it.
Like... It's so weird. It's such like a radio training thing. And I was never trained in radio, but like... Where you just like... You get stuck in these like patterns where you just repeat the same shit over and over again. Like I literally try every time to not do the exact same thing I did the week before.
No, I think you're supposed to do the exact same thing.
Yeah, it's the cadence. You do that cadence every time. And it just,
I know.
Yeah.
I am conscious of it. I'm like,
it's just another Coors Light update, man.
Yeah, it is. It's a scoreboard update. Yeah. Movie on Sunday.
Yes.
Movie on Sunday. Oh, see? See, it's in there. Like, I had the timeline of things I need to say, and the movie was right back here, and now we're at the movie part. It was still there. It was waiting. Stupid brain. Movie on Sunday. It is Major League 2. Thanks for that, WCP. Jackass. It is on Netflix, Major League 2. I think we can safely say the worst of all the Major League movies.
No.
Have you seen Back to the Mind?
All right. Listen on Sunday.
Not seeing Bacula in the buzz.
Mm-mm.
Sunday. We'll have this conversation. Hash it out.
This guy has not seen Walton Goggins turn two. That's for sure.
Boy, the baseball. Yeah, we should save this. But like the baseball from one to the other two movies. Wow, it's like falling off a cliff, man.
They're at least still throwing and hitting baseballs in the second.
Yeah.
At least they are doing that. It's not CGI.
Everyone is.
Yeah. It's,
my God. Okay, enough. We can save it.
Yeah, that's when AI really started taking over Hollywood, was Back to the Miners. All right, where should we start? Olympics happening. Simone Biles winning all the gold still. I sort of have enjoyed the general shit talking aspect of the Olympics so far, because like we saw it with Biles and was it Michaela Skinner or whatever, who was the former gymnast who was talking shit, saying they're all bad, and you know they literally like are talking shit online, they're in the press conferences talking shit. Sabrina today, you know, hitting that three. So the only reason she shot it is because there's a point differential thing. Like, I understand that in the Olympics, but like knocking down the three and then shushing the crowd is awesome. Like, that's awesome. I love that stuff. So I don't know. I feel like the Olympics over time have not been that. But this year, they sort of have been.
They've been propping up like the U.S. Aussie like swimming feud big time also for it. They've been trying to push narratives of real or fake, you know, back and forth. But
I mean, none of it's like U.S. Mexico Copa or anything like that. But it's pretty good. Have you guys enjoyed watching the Olympics? You've been actually like watching it.
Yes, very much so.
I have two. Yeah, and that's not something I've been able to say for the last few Olympics. Like, I've been into this one more than previous ones. I'm not sure why, but I watched, skateboarding with the 12-year-old. Like, I've watched all of the basketball games so far, all of the soccer games so far. I watched the women's rugby bronze match, like... Mm-hmm. It's actually fun and interesting.
It's the coverage now, I think, that's bringing people into it more now too. It's like I said, I semi enjoy watching rugby. I never watched rugby sevens, but I was watching a bunch of fucking rugby sevens because I could go and click on the cock and go
wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like 20 minutes the entire match.
Oh, whole game's 20. Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's awesome. 2 minute halftime.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's great.
No, by the way, Peacock is great. Like
Peacock is awesome.
It is really, really, really good. The way they've organized it is fucking amazing. And the fact that you can just like load up a game, so like game's mid progress, you can load up the site, click on it. You missed the first half hour. Usually on streaming sites, you're fucked until they like post the replay later. But in this one, you just click back. You can start over. You can like, it's fantastic. Like it's really cool. And the replays are really good too.
I was listening to Andrew Siciliano the other day when they were talking to him about the Gold Zone coverage and how like groundbreaking it is. And he was like, man, I hate to be like the wet blanket here, but we literally did the exact same thing for 2016, I believe in Rio, and 2020, which was 2021 in Tokyo, but they had to do it on something called like NBC Olympics something.com. And so no one fucking watched it. He's like, the Scott Hansen stuff is, you know, is new, but he was like, we've literally been doing the same thing for 8 years. We just now have a venue and a vessel so people can actually watch it, because no one could actually watch it on whatever .com they were trying to do it on. And also, like the Tokyo games, the time difference, the time, London's 9 hours from us. It's doable. It's not great. It's doable. But like those Tokyo games, man, I watched 2 U.S. men's games, and both of them I had to wake up at like 2 in the morning to watch. And one of them was the gold medal game, whatever. It's different when it's like, oh, it's noon. I can watch this. It's just,
I mean, how jacked up are we going to be in 4 years?
Just man, it's going to be Pacific
Standard Time Olympics.
Yes. Oh, man.
I'm gonna be right going to be
in our wheelhouse.
I'm going to be going. I'm going to events. I'm going up to Seattle. I'm going down to L.A. Fuck that. Let's go. Go over to Hawaii and watch the surfing, baby.
By the way, I don't know if it's true or not. I saw it. It said that, you know, after the Olympics ends, like the host nation for the next one, like gets like a passing of the torch kind of thing. I read that it's supposed to be Tom Cruise, like skydiving in to like get the flag, the Olympic flag. And then there's another scene where he's like, doing something like with it in LA, like he's rappelling down something in Paris to get the flag and then skydiving into LA.
Fucking Eiffel Tower. Yeah.
No. I prefer Kurt Russell, but you know,
Tom Cruise crawling upside down with no rope on the Eiffel Tower and then getting on a fucking like dirt bike or something. Give me all of it.
Oh yeah.
Give me all of it. I'm so on board. Hopping on a plane and then skydiving with no backup parachute, because it's Tom Cruise, baby. Does all his own stunts.
You know, the U.S. men's basketball team, they're not even out of the group stage yet. I mean, they will. They're going to go 3-0 and get out of it. Are we doing the thing where we say they're better than the original 1992 Dream Team? Are you guys willing to go there?
No. Because they're because like depth of the bench, there's like genuine scrubs on this team. Like there's genuine people you've never heard of.
Derek White's on the team. I mean,
is Derek White better than Christian Laettner, who was on the 92 team?
That was going to be my follow up. You're absolutely
Christian
right.
The step up from Laettner to the second worst guy in the Dream Team, big difference than Derek White too.
Okay. I just want to put this in perspective. In 1992, Larry Bird, legend, right?
Larry Bird,
3-time champion, couple time MVP.
I lost him
because he was.
Nope.
Okay, we lost you for a second. Go back to your Larry Bird. You said Larry Bird.
Bird was 35 years old. On the Dream Team.
Yeah,
he was. Yeah. Magic Johnson, we don't really want to get delved deep into what happened to Magic Johnson in 91 and 92. He wasn't good either. You want to know who's 39 right now on the team?
LeBron
James. LeBron James. Yeah. You know what LeBron James did at the age of 35 when Magic and Bird were unbelievably washed? He won a fucking NBA title. Like, I don't... Of the original Dream Team. Because if you don't want to pretend like the rest of the world has gotten better, you're just kind of being an idiot. You're just being dumb. But of the original Dream Team, who could play right now? Because this is my list. Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Barkley.
Charles Barkley. Mm-hmm. Karl Malone.
Yep.
David Robinson.
Yeah. Probably Stockton.
Well, he could be in the league, but he is not.
He's not on the... No.
Yeah.
Are John Stockton and Chris Mullin on a pick and roll going to stop Kevin Durant and LeBron James or Steph Curry? Yeah. Like, it's... We're so warped by actually playing basketball.
I think Tatum is better than, like, most of the Dream Team.
And he was a D.
He's a CD.
He's a DNP.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I see stuff still where I go, oh, we can stop comparing the original Dream Team. My guy, in 1992, like, the best international player was, like, Šarūnas Marcellinas.
Solace,
it's done. Like, Luka didn't qualify. The world is way better than in 1992. There's no Angola in the Olympics now just farting around, losing every game by 70. It's a little different.
Yeah, I shared that stat in the Discord, too. It was like, this team has played 52 full-time NBA players, whereas the Dream Team played like three, I think it was.
I thought it was like five, can you name the five foreign players in like 92?
I would say Dino Raja, Šarūnas Marcellinas, Arvydas Sabonis,
yep.
And then I the other two, oh, I'm complete. Tony Kukoc.
Oh, who's the
I have four of the five.
Who's the guy who used to play for the Blazers who like died in the car accident?
Drazen Petrovic. That's the other one.
Thank you. Yeah. That's it. That's we named it. Him. All right.
That's I'm not going to say South Sudan is good, but South Sudan does have like Wenyin Gabriel, who it was a bad NBA player. Don't get me wrong, but he made the NBA.
Dude,
in 92, these guys, like,
Even Japan had a full-time NBA player.
Hachimura. It's just a different world. I just have a hard time being like, man, can you imagine John Stockton on the perimeter against Kevin Durant?
Well, I mean, you could realize that when did the U.S. start struggling? When Spain was good, because Spain was the first one to have like four or five players in the NBA.
The Gasol brothers. Yeah.
Rudy and Sergi, they had a squad. And it's like, oh, all of a sudden they had a little run as like they were the number one international team for like 4 years running there.
And like the hard thing now is, you know, these other countries, they play together for so long. Like, I mean, a lot of these guys played, you know, their equivalent of the AAU, which I guess is academy ball when you're 15 or 16. We throw these teams together 3 weeks before the Olympics start. Like, hey, go to Vegas for 10 days. We'll fly halfway across the world to play two games. And then we'll take you to the site and play a couple exhibition games. It's just a little different.
In your guys' eyes, is this kind of the... not the end for the U.S., but kind of the gap is closed after this one? Because you got to think, you know, Durant, LeBron, all those guys, they're not going to be playing international ball anymore. They're going to be out of the league. But and then you look at, you know, France just had two guys drafted in the top three. They got Wemby. It's like, is that scale evening out even more so now? Because the U.S. did jump that back up, because the world did kind of catch up when we were lacking and being shitty, the redeem teams, like before the redeem team. But now it's like, yeah, not just a singular player on these international teams, they're filling up full squads now of NBA guys.
Well, I mean, the 2019 World Cup team, before, you know, COVID hit and 2020 Olympics got delayed, they finished seventh in the FIBA Worlds. Do you remember that roster?
I don't know.
Kemba Walker. Chris Middleton. Donovan Mitchell. Hey, Derek White. Joe Harris. Marcus Smart. Harrison Barnes. Mason Plumlee. Miles Turner. Brooke Lopez. Like, we're still the best country at having basketball players, but when we don't send our best, we're having Plumlees play on our end. And they finished seventh. I know 2019 feels like a long time ago. We had Kemba Walker as the best player on our roster on an international scale 4.5 years ago. Kemba Walker. He was a washed Charlotte Hornet in 2019.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes, the gap is closing because the thing about international play is, I mean, I'm not breaking any fucking news. It's just different than the NBA. It's just different. And I don't know if Anthony Edwards is really going to be a great international player.
Do those young kids even want, do they even want to?
I do think so.
Because that was the problem, right? The young superstars didn't care at the time.
They didn't. And then, you know, like the 2021 games were kind of fucked up because of COVID. Like, that team also really fucking sucked. It was Tatum and Kevin Durant and an awful Damian Lillard. He was terrible. Like I said, the 16-hour time difference, we kind of forget. Damian Lillard was an awful player in the 2021 Olympics, and he was supposed to be one of the best. Okay. But I do think we'll get buy-in. I just don't know if we play the game internationally.
Well, a lot of the guys have never played that FIBA rules basketball.
And it's totally different.
It's totally different. Yeah.
Like that first, the first game, I mean, just that sequence where, like, it's like the U.S. team forgot you can block the ball off the rim.
Yeah.
And LeBron does it because he's played in a couple four Olympics now. And people are standing around kind of looking before they finally grab it as it's about to go out of bounds. It's like,
that's what I was going to say, like, to your question, Ski, is like, I think watching LeBron and watching KD and sort of playing alongside them in this Olympics, I think is going to help the buy-in in the future. Like, just you can see how serious LeBron takes it and how savvy LeBron is with the international rules. They wouldn't be winning the way they've been winning if LeBron wasn't playing the way he's been playing. Durant's like lights out. He doesn't miss a shot when he plays, which is great. But like, LeBron is balling hard in these Olympics.
You need, like, before LeBron, like, there was a period there where, like, Kobe was like the driving force. Like, we're taking this serious. Yep. So everyone took the lead from Kobe. Yep. And now LeBron, and I, you know, hopefully we have someone to pass the torch because we always know we're the best country at actually producing basketball players. Does that mean we'll win the gold going forward? Right. I don't know. Like, I don't know.
I said France is going to trot out like three guys that are 6'11" in Wemby and then one like 6'6" guard and playing in that FIBA rules. It's like, good luck. You better be swishing everything.
I
thought Germany had four NBA players on it. I mean, it's Wagner's and like Thies.
The Wagners are like $200 million players.
Schroeder,
Schroeder destroys people internationally.
He does.
He kills international.
He is made for that shit.
Yes, he is. Yes, and even Canada. Like, you look at Canada's whole roster, they don't got scrub. I know people make fun of Dylan Brooks and blah blah blah. Dylan Brooks is going to be like a 15-year NBA player. Uh-huh. Is he great? No. Is he making the Hall of Fame? No. Is he ever going to be an all-NBA player? No. But he's going to play for a decade plus. Yeah. He's a good basketball player, and he's like their fifth best player. I mean, he starts, but he's not is not.
He doesn't need to be, which is
best GA or anything, you know. RJ Barrett is probably a little bit better. It's just the world's good.
I love it.
The world's good now.
I love it. It's fun to watch.
And Joel Embiid, stop playing for the U.S. You stink.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you have options. Like, choose a different one.
Yeah.
See, I will say on the women's side, they're in that 92 Dream Team era right now, where there is not a lot of international. I mean, there's some. I mean, like you said, the Ducks produce what, 4 international players?
Oh, so I think Germany and Satu scored like 38 today in her game but for Germany.
The women's side is more similar to that 92, where they're just like they've never lost.
Well, and the women's side is fucking annoying because the they're starting Taurasi. Okay, she's a good player. Yeah. But look at her stats in international play this year. She doesn't score. Chelsea Gray is starting at guard. Look at her just WNBA stats. She shoots 1.2 threes a game. The international game is spacing, shooting, and passing for the most part, like simplifying it down. The fact that Sabrina and Kelsey Plum, they both combined hit like 8 threes a game, like 8.5 threes a game combined, where Gray and Taurasi, it's like 1.2. But it makes no sense.
Well, like I said, it's similar to the 92 Dream. They don't have to worry about losing, so you could start they're in their last Olympics. They're old. So it's like, might as well. They're not going to lose.
No,
so
you're
might as well give them their flower. So that's...
I think Belgium, who they played today, was the betting favorite to get silver. You know, so it's like when the U.S. played Serbia in the first round of the group play. Like, they were favored to silver, bronze. I mean, they're right there too. So there is a gap still, but it's kind of annoying. Like on the women's side to watch, because you can see how it kind of plays out. And it's like, you know, like they're going to win by 15, like they did today, where they just kind of just won by 12 or whatever it was. But just
they're missing their opportunity with, because like I said, they have the momentum right now. The WNBA does. It's like Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark should be on this team. Taurasi and the other chick should not be on this team if you were trying to promote the game more. Like, that was your goal, was to promote the WNBA, especially internationally. Those two would be playing instead of the older players.
I know Don Staley talked about that too with Tirico, because Don Staley is on like the selection committee for U.S. basketball. And she was like, yeah, when we made the selection. So she was like, if we were to make the selection today, we probably would go another way with it just because of how she's been playing this season in the WNBA. But she was like, when we made the selection, she hadn't really done anything yet other than what she had done in college, which is incredible.
Sure.
But
sure.
Again, get your young superstars, international eyes on them. It's like, if you want to grow your sport, that's what you do.
By the way, we gotta like give Angel Reese her props, because, you know, like early on this season, like she was doing a whole bunch of not shit and talking a lot of shit. But like since then, it's like all she does is get double doubles. She's like one of the best. She's one of the best players in the WNBA this year. So
I will just say she is an elite rebounder. Elite. Some of those double double stats, it's like they're either down 10 or up 10, and they're just feeding her so she can get to 11 points or 10 points in the last 20 seconds.
Struggle to get to 10 points.
She's an elite defender, elite rebounder, but.
So listen, she can get her own rebound.
Kind of shit.
Get her own rebound a couple times, get a put back.
I mean.
I've never seen someone
get Olympian going forward. I'm not saying she's not, but some of those like, 11 straight double doubles. Well, yeah, she took 4 shots in the last 90 seconds to get to 10 points.
Like, I've never seen someone with worse touch around the rim
than Wallace.
He didn't try though. He didn't She's try.
Sedona Prince.
Oh.
We're talking about good players for the most part here.
So. Edge. I think she's pretty good for TCU.
Ninth season.
Yeah. And that 1 month in March of 2021. Yeah,
that one time where she had like that two game run.
That 14-day stretch in March of 2021 in the bubble. Yeah.
Bum. Am I allowed to call Sedona Prince a bum?
No, she's interesting. Do we want to get into the spicy Olympic boxing talk?
I think I know what you're bringing up, but go ahead.
Yeah, but I'll preface this by saying, haven't we had this conversation during the Olympics like three other times?
Seems like it always comes up, right?
I'm just baffled about people like. It's because the whole trans thing now, but it's the same argument. It's not about that, but that's what they're equating it to. But we've had this argument about women testing with higher testosterone on their body. There was that, I can't remember the Samovia, the runner. Mm-hmm. And there were other athletes too. It's like, we've gone over this topic. I thought we put this to bed a decade ago.
I just want to read the bed. Yeah. You know, from Algeria, there is a main caliph, and from Taiwan, Lin Wu Ting, or boxers on the women's side. There has been nothing substantial. There's been no shred of evidence they weren't born women with vaginas and functioning uteruses. They're women.
Why did you sound like Trump when you said vaginas?
I don't know. I think it's because I was women
with vaginas.
Do you know what? I was talking with my hands and I was looking at it and I was like,
nobody knows more about vaginas than me.
but there's talk that they're trans. There's no credible.
You can't just say that.
Khalif is from Algeria. Homosexuality, let alone transgender, is illegal in the country.
Like death penalty.
In cases can be, 3 years imprisonment for the sin of being a homosexual or transgender. So to think that country of Algeria is going to go on some nefarious scheme to put a transgender person in the Olympics is fucking insane. And
I don't think she was betting favorite to medal either.
They both competed in the 2020/2021 Tokyo Games. Neither of them medaled. Neither of them came close to medaling. They got straight up beat. They're not good. Like, I say that comparatively. Wenyin Gabriel would beat a bull. He'd beat us 10-0 in horse unless we hit a miraculous shot. He's in the Olympics. Another Wenyin Gabriel reference.
I know, God. I really love
this Wenyin guy.
Obsessed much?
The thing is, I'm seeing people on my social medias that I feel like are pretty rational, insane people. Like, getting genuinely upset about this.
Oh, what?
And I don't understand, because there's no credible person who's saying, oh, they were born men. Like, that's not what's happening. And if
it was run out too early by prominent, like, I think McAfee made comments earlier.
Riley Gaines, swimmer, finished seventh in a meet once and turned it into whole economy fucking somehow, because she lost to six other people in Leah Thomas. You know, it's just, it's kind
like
of
Vermont, incredible graft. Like in Vermont.
Yeah, it's just like, the thing is confusing me because if you act like I'm doing repeat here. Was she born with a vagina? People would say yes. Did she have a uterus? Yes. Did their countries they were born in, Taiwan and Algeria? This isn't someone from fucking San Francisco or Brentwood, if we're doing stereotypical shit. Like, these are countries that are pretty oppressive on some fronts. And if they're comfortable or not even comfortable, if they're just forever cycling them through as biological women, the fuck are we doing here? This is not... We're making this such a stupid... Such a stupid issue that it's not. And they're like, well, she has a little bit of testosterone, or she has more testosterone. Okay. But the IOC tests, they have a threshold. Some, you know, they're like, well, the world championships, they said they had too much testosterone. Okay, so different combat sports have different rules and thresholds. Welcome to boxing and MMA. Like, I don't really know what you want me to say. Like, this isn't a Paul brother doing an unsanctioned event so they can roid out of their fucking mind and fight. Like, that's not what this is. The Olympics have a threshold. Like, how many... Do you think Bam Adebayo has more testosterone on a test than someone from insert country? Like, I'm just picking a random U.S. player, right?
Right.
Probably so. LeBron, genetic freak, probably has more testosterone than any of us. Like, right? Like, it's just kind of how it is. But they have a threshold for it. She doesn't go. They don't go over it.
No,
they don't go over it.
Our collective, us three, and let's say maybe a good other portion of Oregon sport fans kind of see this differently, because we dealt with this with Kendra Little. Was that her name, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we went through this, like a decade ago? Or
six years ago.
We've delved into this whole thing of some women produce more testosterone.
Have more testosterone. That's something we haven't said yet. It's like... Every human being is different. Some women have more testosterone than other women. That's how it fucking works. We're all individual flowers, man. Like, it's what a fucking ridiculous argument.
And, and especially like King says, they test for that. If you're popping over your testosterone, you're not going to pass it.
Yeah. Like,
shouldn't that be the question? Like,
I'm not understanding.
Like, the question? Like, oh, are you within the Olympic guidelines? Yes. Okay, cool. Moving on.
Yeah. That's the thing that is escaping me, is there are rules. Yeah. The IOC has always had rules. The IOC has kicked men out of, like, Ben Johnson, like, eliminated for having too much testosterone because he was doping. Like,
almost the entire Russian Federation.
The Russians can't compete under that flag this year. Like, it's crazy, and it's just
it's not even just for Ukraine. It's because they're the ultimate doping country. Even in China was hit a bunch with like their women
their swimming team is
the government officials like assigned to providing performance enhancers to them.
Yeah. We've all seen Rocky IV. We know how it works.
Yeah. Yeah, just the whole thing.
If he dies, he dies.
I mean, I get it. You see the shitheel politicians say the shit. I get that. But you see, like, Dan Orlovsky saying, like, we need to protect our daughters.
Protect our daughters.
It's like,
what?
Guess what? This Italian broad just got punched in the nose, and she couldn't take it. That's essentially all that really happened.
And if you look at other videos from her, she's a bad fighter. Like, there are videos of her when the round starts, she's backing up and she twists her ankle and has to be disqualified. Like, she's Jontay Porter adjacent, I think. Like, I would love to see the prop bets on her, because there is a couple of videos I see where she just, I'm hurt, I'm out, I'm done. I've never been punched so hard. Lady, you're a boxer. I know they put heavy on you guys in the Olympics, but you dropped your left hand and you left your face exposed and you got punched in the nose. That shit hurts. Yeah. And you fell on your knees and cried. Like, if Mike Tyson was in a ring, that's not fair. Like, you know what I mean? Like, prime Mike Tyson fighting against that woman. That's not fair. That's not what we're watching. And we just, I don't know. Maybe I'm fucking weird on this one, but I don't understand once you take like 5 minutes to like research some of it, like not even research, because that's putting way too much like credence into what you read. Just, she's from Algeria, and they said she's a woman, like, on her birth certificate. The fuck?
Is, I, in all these cases, in my eyes, especially, like, here with, like, in high school, like, trans athletes, once a legit athlete has complaints, then maybe there's something to it. But the only people that have complained is a chick that got like ninth in her state tournament and cried about her like missing scholarships. Another one was some like 24-year-old skateboarder who was losing to 10-year-old skateboarders and finishing like 27th. It's like, you're not good. You were just a sore loser, and you're trying to pick someone to say, oh, this is why I lost. It's not because I got beat by six other better people.
It reminds me of, and I forget the kid's name. It's probably a good thing because it's mean to be mean to him. But when COVID hit, he got famous for about a month as a senior in somewhere in like Central California for saying Gavin Newsom cost him Pac-12 scholarships for football. And he wasn't on a single recruiting site. Like, he was just a regular guy playing high school football. It's just kind of one of those things where it's like, well,
it's sort of easy. Yeah. It's sort of easy to forget in this, like, what all of this does to the athlete. Like, think of her situation now. It's like, she's in the Olympics. She just won a fight. Like, she's not a very good boxer. She just won a fight at the Olympics.
I saw something in her 50 fights, she has 5 knockouts.
I'm saying, like, she won at the Olympics. This should be one of the best moments of her life. And the fucking narrative is that she's a dude? Like, really? Like, and by the way, like, we've gone over and over and over again the fact that there is literally no proof or nothing that says this is the case, and well within the Olympic threshold. Shut the fuck up. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, what are you doing? Like, this is like, beyond all of this like sports shit, it's like, this is a human being. Like, this is like, who has fought for years and years and years to get to this point. This is like her whole existence is to box and get to the Olympics and win at the Olympics. And she just did it. And this is what you're fucking doing. Like, just shut up. Like, shut up. Like, I really wish, like, it wasn't Twitter, right? Like, if it was anything other than Twitter, you hear some dude say that in a bar. You're like, dude, shut the fuck up. Like, stop it. Like, go outside. Like, this is what you do, right? But here we're in fucking 2024, and these people, there's no filter, there's no way to get them to shut the fuck up, and so this is what she has to deal with. Bullshit, man. Snowflakes, go dude, look at, it's bullshit. Go,
if you want to get any more, go look at, like, the comments under, like, Katie Ledecky just broke, like, the total medal count for, I think, swimmers. Go look at the comments under that. There's a good amount calling her saying she's like a man.
She was born a man. No, she just swims a lot, so she's got defined shoulders. Like,
my argument there is like, all right, you take her and you take Phelps. If Phelps is a freak, like, for men, his wingspan, you know, his shoulders, everything about him was a freak. His lung capacity was a freak to be a swimmer. Katie Ledecky is just the same. She's just a woman, but because she's a high profile, like, elite Olympian, you're going to have all these fucking idiots out there bringing up this narrative. Like, there's a good amount there. Like, unless you're hot, that's the only proven fact for them that you are a woman in their eyes is if you're hot. If you're not attractive, or, like I said, you have more masculine features, which, look at all the female swimmers. They all have broad shoulders and backs.
You have
because
to.
That's what
they swim.
Because they swim all day, every day.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Like, I'm embarrassed for these guys. Just grow up, man.
The thing that, and it was just, it doesn't surprise me. It's just such a encapsulation of where we are. is when I would just look today on Twitter, and I saw a couple of Instagram things too, and you know, the internet's not necessarily real life, but whatever, where people would say she won a gold medal or he won a gold medal, blah, 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 in his Olympic debut. And I'm like, well, these are prelims. Mm-hmm. He did not win a gold medal. And this is not her Olympic debut. Everything you just said is wrong. And then you look and it's like 34,000 shares, 700,000 views. And it's like, we are an elite nation at just spreading misinformation from like the dumbest people.
Yeah. Dumb fuckery, I think is a good word.
You know, some of them do it on purpose.
Yeah.
You know that. Like Clay Travis and Riley Gaines, they're doing this on purpose. But there are hundreds or thousands of other people who aren't that actually believe that was a man, like born a man. And it's just, it's really hard.
Does it make you feel good saying that shit? Like, does it make them feel big and strong?
I think so.
It's
the internet, man. You know Twitter. Yes.
Yeah.
But again, Twitter, you guys.
Yes.
You guys are also just not factoring in that 40% of people are just really fucking stupid in general.
Absolutely.
100%. I mean, the invention of social media just gives those people voice. And you're like, oh my God, there's really this many just dumb people out there.
Yeah.
That's the problem. It's before you didn't listen to all these, you knew a couple people that were probably pretty dumb, yeah. Right? You're like, oh yeah,
didn't have to listen to him.
He's your buddy. You need to scare. Yeah, he's just dumb. You tell that to anyone. It's like, but now you have, you know, John 3:16:8:9:7:5:4 out here, who might be the dumbest person on earth, but he's got a voice.
Wow, and that's 250,000 followers.
Exactly. Yeah. The problem is people equate this with actual like news and information.
Too many. We're cooked, man. We're cooked. We're cooked.
Correct.
Correct. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. We'll try to move on to something.
That was
a good lighter.
Talk, man. Thanks for bringing that up. For real. How you guys feel about like the newer sports? Are you watching those too? Like my 12-year-old and I watch skateboarding. Like legitimately, like my kid doesn't give a fuck about sports at all. But we like sat and watched skateboarding and was super into it. I know there's break dancing, right?
Yeah. That one, it hasn't started yet.
It hasn't. Because I did watch some shit on YouTube about like the qualifiers, and it's pretty cornball. So we'll see what they do.
Some of the rules, they're like, well, they don't know the song that's coming out. But I'm like, really? Are you just going to give them a Travis Tritt song and say, bring it? I got
friends in low places comes up.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
But I don't understand the scoring at all. I'm going to need that explained to me because I did watch like the prelim thing or whatever, like the finalists to get into the Olympics. And it's literally one on one. So, you know, it's breakdancing. It's a competition. Yeah. It's one guy across from another guy and they do tricks at each other, basically. And they pose and do all that stuff. I'm like, that guy was way fucking better than that guy, but that guy won. Like, what am I missing here? Like,
I think it's kind of fraudulent.
Was he technically better at breakdancing? Like, that goes against everything breakdancing is about.
Well, why? Maybe as that sport evolves, that sport, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be like technical, like ice dancing, where like, yes, they both did the triple axel, but if you actually look at the degree angle on this one's left elbow, the fact that it's 180 instead of 270, it's a world of difference. It looks the same, but to the discerning eye, the finger placement is just a little different.
Isn't that just skateboard, though? It's like I see someone like grinding the rail. I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Grinding!
This nasty, like, nose 50-50 dark side grind. All the grinds look the same to me. So and it's subjective in that
MTV the grind.
my kid was dying watching skateboarding when the dude would like say all the tricks that they're doing. He's just like, that doesn't make any fucking sense.
It's a deep six the McFlurry, hubba. Man.
He did it off the hubba hubba. That's what my kid kept saying. Yeah. I was like, what? So
I think breakdancing will get there to where.
Yeah.
I mean, at least I hope so that the judges, like in King's Eyes, like knows the moves like that, and they could say like, "Oh, that's I don't even know what a breakdancing."
Yeah. The dumb robot, dumb it down for me, bro. There? Yeah.
Are they doing head spins? I don't know what's happening.
I know.
Who call them B-boys?
Yes. They're definitely B-boys. Yep. Do they? Yeah, just like stand yep. and like.
That go is back what B-boys and B-girls, by the way. Yep.
Yeah. One of my whitest things. I do, except for mowing my lawn, is thinking that breakdancing is just weird. I never got it. I was like, I've seen people do it, and I'm like,
I apparently did it when I was like a really little kid.
Not entertained.
Like I went to the, like, apparently my mom tells this story all the fucking time, where like I'm like 3 or 4 years old or something, and we're at the zoo, and like there's these people breakdancing because it's the 80s, and I was gonna say,
we're 80s kids. I'm it's saying, in our like, fucking blood.
I apparently run out there and just start breakdancing and shit, and everybody's like cheering me on and stuff. Like, she loves telling that story, and I was like, I have no memory of it. I've never done that shit in my life. No.
We were born with b-boyness in our blood in the 80s.
You know it. Shouldn't like part of the scoring just be like the O factor? Like, did the crowd go oh like louder than the other guy?
That's how everyone won in, you know, old breakdancing battles back in the day.
I'm saying. Then you gotta throw your track jacket like farthest or something. Yeah.
Do they got ghetto blasters out there? Like, what's
No, they have DJs. There's literally a DJ like spinning records. Like, I mean, he's not spinning records. It's fake, but like, no. Yeah.
Do they put down the big cardboard square for them to do it on too?
They don't, but they should.
No, they definitely should.
Yeah.
Well, the worst part is that I think I'd actually rather watch that than this stupid 3-on-3 basketball. It's maybe the worst thing I've ever. It's so dumb. Yeah. It's so dumb.
What I don't get is I've only watched a little bit of it, and the fact that they don't call it 3-on-3 or 3v3, it's 3x3, completely kills me. That's a key invention from 10 years ago where every collabo had to have an X. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I need them, if you score, check the ball up.
Yes.
2-1, check. Pass it and get, bang, go.
Our ball, check.
I don't understand. I don't get why they don't check it.
They only do it on like dead balls.
I don't get it.
We've been playing 3-on-3 our whole lives. You check the fucking ball in. You check the ball in. That's it.
Well, it's because, you know what will happen? Somebody doesn't check the ball up and you're going to have fucking beef on the court in the Olympics. You can't have that.
That's even better.
The hell you can't.
Hands will get fucking thrown.
Yes. I mean, like, not. And it's totally fucking stupid. It's totally stupid. They're like, oh, here's Jimmer for debt. Yeah. Passing to David Deadman or some random Miles Turner. Like,
no, see, those guys are actually like competent at basketball.
I was just trying to remember these guys' names.
It's Jimmer Cordette, two white guys and a black guy I've never heard of.
Well, did you guys hear the qualifications to play?
I did not. No.
So you have to play in a certain amount of FIBA sanctioned 3x3 games, right?
Okay.
And they're generally out of the United States. They're international. Okay. They're generally during the months of the NBA.
Yeah,
so that's
I was gonna say.
Yeah. And you have to have, you can have two top 10 feet at most FIBA ranked 3x3 players. And your other two have to be in the top 50. So
is Jimmer Fredette in the top 10 of the FIBA ranking?
100%. He's 100%? The best player. He was the best player on the team, and he bricked a game-winning layup by rim-checking himself on the bottom of the rim. Like, they had someone named, like, Kenyatta Walker. He played at Florida, like, 15 years ago. Like, I think he went to home ec with Javon Curse. Like, what are we doing? The game did against us, but it's an embarrassment that we still can't be better.
Are you saying that any team off Ice Cube's big three can't represent the U.S.
Yes, they can, but they just have to play.
But we can't promote them to do it, is the thing. No. We can't get them out there and say, hey, go run your five games of this FIBA three-on-three shit and get in the fucking Olympics.
Well, just from the one thing I read is they said they throw these 3x3 things like in Europe. So it's mainly guys that play in Europe because it's like, oh, it's just a 90-minute flight as opposed to saying, hey, Carmelo Anthony, we'll pay you, but come fly 18 hours to fly. And he's like,
yeah, I'm not going to do that.
I'm not doing that. I have $600 million in the bank. Yeah. I'm good. Yeah. Like, but I'm fine.
See, the problem is, would you guys rather see Jimmer and these other three, like, ex-Florida Gator guys, or should we just pick four guys up off the actual streets playing ball and be like, hey, guess what? You guys are now the new USA team in this 3x3 shit.
Where's the and one mixtape tour?
Rucker Park team.
Yeah. Yeah. Rucker Park. Exactly. We're skip to my Lou when you need him.
It's just so dumb.
All right.
It's so dumb. And I do love, I know they have a roof over the 3-on-3 tournament, but I love how games had to have tarps brought out today.
Oh, yeah.
Because the rain was coming in from the side. A very serious event, 3x3.
I really like this from the chat. So WCP dropping a Jimmer and the Jabronis, which is fantastic. Booble saying, why is Chase Buttinger playing volleyball and not 3x3?
He should do
That's
both.
That's a good question.
He's there. He's better than the other three guys.
Just walk
He's
over.
Better than Jimmer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So that rolls
by
us.
By the way. Before we go on, I know what you're
I'm going to roll us into our list because that's what this is.
Yeah, I know.
Go ahead.
Have you guys seen the stadium for the beach volleyball?
Mm-hmm.
It's right under the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, like, awesome. Is that like the most like beautiful shot? It's incredible.
I've become a big fan of volleyball. Like, I've been watching a lot of indoor, full team volleyball too. I just like volleyball apparently. Been watching them all.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're for the right school for it. Like, Oregon volleyball is pretty good. Yeah.
Over the weekend, I think on Sunday, I was telling the wife, I was like, yeah, I didn't watch it, but there's some big hullabaloo about
my beach wife. Volleyball. Sorry.
The beach volleyball women wearing, full-length pants or whatever. Spandex pants, whatever you call them. Joggers, whatever the fuck they call them. I don't even know. And she's like, oh, yeah, really? And so, 20 minutes later, we're turning on to volleyball, and it's the U.S. is playing some other country, and the other country is wearing full-on leggings, and the U.S. is wearing dental floss.
Oh, yeah.
We're still true to that one. We're not buckling down to the PC.
The first match, the women's team were wearing, the yoga pants.
Oh, were they? Okay.
And guess what? Because it was a fucking night match. It was
cold.
50 degrees and raining out. It's like, it's like this isn't Southern California. I mean, it's been raining like the whole fucking time there.
So many athletes talk about how fucking ridiculous those things are. Like, so many female athletes, it's like this is the uniform. You have to wear this. Like, it's in their asshole, man. Like what are we doing?
it's Sigourney Weaver's 80s underwear is what they're wearing.
It's her alien 80s underwear. God.
Yeah.
I had forgotten about this, and it kind of came up on one of my socials over the weekend, is college women's volleyball has kind of done the same thing where a couple years ago, they just kind of lowered the length of the pants, right? The shorts. They're still shorts. They're not pants.
They're like bike shorts now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're like mid-thigh now instead of.
The U of O had the team voted and said, no, we're just going to wear the traditional ones. And I think they played in Nebraska in the tournament this year, and I saw how Nebraska fans were just so like clutching their pearls about these promiscuous women from Oregon for wearing these booty shorts. I was like, that was the norm until like 18 months ago. I can understand why someone wearing that would be uncomfortable. Yeah. I get it, especially on sand.
And who said these Oregon women were allowed to have a choice about what they wear?
And that was the thing. It was like the article literally was like they voted and they just didn't want to wear biker shorts. That's about it. You know.
Women have autonomy over their bodies? Absolutely not.
I mean, have you seen the amount of options like the female track athletes have for like the gear they wear? They have like 20 different options they could wear. Yeah. And it's like, what? Some chicks are going to want the ones that's riding up their fucking ass. Someone wants to wear the long pants. Maybe it's one long short and one short leg there. You know, never know.
I hate that look. That's why Angel Reese could never play on my Olympic team.
Mm-hmm. Not in our Olympic.
I hate the long leg and the short leg.
Yeah.
You got to commit. It's like being, I'm a libertarian. Ah, come here. He yelled at by his side. You loser, don't sit on the fence.
Put to a leg length.
With your moderate takes.
Figure it out.
I think healthcare's fine. I think.
Healthcare for
rights. People? I think people should have rights.
Healthcare for people.
I guess. But I don't want to argue about it.
All right. List. So as we mentioned, USA 3x3 basketball is winless at the Olympics. And so our list, which came from somebody in the Discord, I'll figure it out in a second.
I think it was Duck Duck Chef.
I think you're right. It was Duck Duck Chef in the Discord. Who should be on this men's 3x3 team other than the people who are on it? And out of those people who are on it, we know who one of them is. So
it's very Elon Muskish calling it 3x3 and just saying 3-on-3. It's like, call it what it is.
Are they trying to be cool? Like, is 3v3 trademarked or something? Like,
And you're not going with the coolest of person that tries to throw an X in on everything he fucking owns. Yeah. It's like,
yeah. No. All right, who wants to start? Go ahead.
I'll start it. So I strictly chose athletes in other sports that I think would make
up a
better
team.
Yeah,
by the way, so this could be like anything. Like a person, like a could not even be a person. So
it could be Hawkeye. Yeah. He's got good aim.
Yeah. From distance.
So, my number three, I'm going with a big right out the gate. I'm going with Penei Sewell. Who's going to stop that guy down low and getting boards?
I like that. I like that a lot.
Sure, that dude could jump too.
I bet like JJ Watt would be really good. Wait, TJ Watt. That's what I meant. TJ Watt. Yeah. He's not on my list though. My number three, AI. Like I don't mean Allen Iverson. I mean like
Andre Iguodala.
Yeah. Legend. That's, by the way, that's my top three. Artificial intelligence, Allen Iverson, Andre Iguodala.
NBA Finals MVP.
Best of the best.
He held LeBron to 35, 14, and 11.
Better than LeBron. Everybody knows it.
Everyone knows it.
A lot of people are saying.
My number three, it's kind of the same line. Big guy. But he also did play college basketball. Tony Gonzalez.
It's very good.
Gonzo.
Very good. Number three is from the chat. Booble says, The professor. My godson. Grayson?
Why didn't we just run? Yeah. Why did we not just have an and one team out there? Cadillac, Escalade.
Skip to Malou. That's it. That's all you need.
Escalade. That really dates the and one tour where there was a guy named Escalade.
Who was the other one? Hot sauce.
Yeah.
Rich Ralston, I think. Was Hot Sauce?
No, he was Skip to My Lou.
That was Skip to My Lou. Yeah. That's right.
No, Hot Sauce was the guy who wore like the shorts down to his ankles and would do all this. Like he'd dance with the basketball. Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Grayson Bouchard, the Chemeketa's finest. All right, the professor. I think that's his last name. Number three from WCP is Myles Garrett.
Very athletic.
Yep. I've seen him dunk a basketball before. All right. Was it Yuski or me?
Yep. All right. My number two, I'm going with a wing player here. I think Justin Jefferson would probably be good at basketball. Do jumps high, good hands, runs fast. Give me Jefferson.
Yeah, he's blocking a lot of shots, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, wingspan. Yeah. Is he tall, though? Like, I mean, he's like 6'4", right? So, but that's not like basketball tall, so.
Well, none of these guys out there are that, in this 3-on-3 shit, are that big either, is the thing.
That's true. My number two is Joe Young.
China's finest.
Yo, overplaying in China, getting like 30 points a game his entire overseas career. Like, I don't understand why this dude's not in the league right now, but he should at least be playing 3-on-3. That dude gets buckets.
He could score, that's for sure.
Yes. Not going to play any defense, but that's okay. It's 3-on-3.
My number two. Brock Osweiler. He's 6'7".
Did you know that?
Did you know that? Did Jerome Bettis is from Detroit.
Do you know that Brock Osweiler 6'7"? Two's from the chat. Booble says the big show. Yeah, that's good. By the way, like on that note, Yokozuna. Like, just
R.I.P. Yokozuna.
Not exactly American, but oh wait, no, isn't he from Hawaii?
Hawaiian.
That's right. Yeah.
That's he's American.
Right. That's right.
Definitely not Japanese. Let's
that's right.
That
we learned that Japan on this podcast. That. Yokozuna not from Japan. and then WCP says Julius Peppers. He's good. Miles Garrett and Julius Peppers for his 3-on-2. That's
gonna need some shooting.
There's some athletes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And where's he going with that?
Right. All right. My number one. You know, I'm going a small guard or smallish guard here, and you know he's a five-tool player and the best player in baseball. Bobby Witt Jr. I guarantee he could play.
By the way, Bobby Witt Jr. Can I just read off a Bobby Witt Jr. stat real quick? Thank sure. you.
That you've just been holding on to.
No, I just forgot I had it.
This is off the top, this is off the top of my head. Bobby Witt Jr. stats. Here we go.
Bobby Witt Jr. finished July with a .489 batting average, going 44 of 90. He was 44 of 88 before a little 18-inning slump. That is the fourth highest batting average in a month, minimum 80 plate appearances, since 1931.
So it. None of those count before that, too, in my eyes. So he's
number one was Todd Helton, 512. Number two, Pudge Rodriguez, steroids, 500. Number three, George Brett, 494. It's just a Royals thing. You wouldn't understand.
Yeah. Well, all right.
Yeah.
Baseball, cool.
Baseball talk.
Baseball is still a thing. All right.
Baseball, Jerry.
I was given. Yeah. Baseball, Jerry.
Turnerism.
I was giving Charles shit in the Discord for talking about baseball so much. I was like, are you guys still talking about fucking baseball? Stop it.
Abbott? Oh, my goodness.
I'm an A's fan. Baseball doesn't exist anymore. Cut it out. All right. Have you given your one, Ski?
I did.
You did. My number one, Jimmy Chitwood from Hoosiers. You need your shooter? That's your shooter. Just spotting up, doing that like one leg up, like push shot, money every single time. I'm saying I got guys getting buckets. I got artificial intelligence. I got Joe Young and I got Jimmy Chitwood. That's a squad.
guys ain't stopping a cardboard box on defense.
It's 3x3, man. All you got to do is get buckets.
See, I'm kind of with you because I was thinking about it. And I was like, do I go Kenny Lofton? Because he could jump high. You've seen him steal home runs. He also played basketball at Arizona.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm. Randy Moss. You ever seen him in White Chocolate's little highlight film in high school? Nike made a whole thing about it. But you want to know what? I need a shooter. I need a rock solid, dependable 6'4 shooter who in the regular season is going to make every single shot. In the playoffs, maybe not. Kirk Cousins. Hey man, he's getting you to the playoffs. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. He's getting you to the medal round.
By the way, why
from there?
Why are we not saying White Chocolate? He's still mauling. Know. We've seen the YouTube videos. We've seen the TikToks. I haven't seen TikToks, but he's still out there playing in his 50s, balling. Dude, white chocolate. I bet you white chocolate like balls out in 3X3 in his 50s right now. Crazy. One's from the chat, by the way. WCP does say Randy Moss. So that's a squad. Miles Garrett, Julius Peppers, Randy Moss.
Got no ball handlers in there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, here's his bench. Charlie Ward. Good call. Good call. Jimmy Graham, Antonio Gates, and Tony Gonzalez. Number one for Booble is Billy Hoyle. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Buckets. Yep. There's a bucket right there.
Yep.
He can play outside, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He knows how to navigate the wind.
Billy, shut up, Billy.
Shut up, Billy. You're so stupid.
I'm thirsty. It doesn't mean I want to drink water.
Don't be so stupid, Billy.
Don't be so stupid, Billy.
What a great movie.
We all do great impersonations, too. They're spot on.
Oh, spot on, Rosie, right there.
Bench, Booble's bench is Ben Wallace, Ron Artest, and Latrell Sprewell.
If you lose the game, you ain't losing the fun.
They're all available. So
they're winning the post game regardless.
Oh, boy. Yeah. WCP's team will bully the fuck out of everyone, he says. Yes, they will, because they're football players. Yep.
But I got Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Leadership.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll get you.
Jesus on your side right there.
He won't get
not
you.
Not only is he shop at Target, his jump shot on Target.
He won't get you to the promised land, but, you know, like adjacent.
You know.
Adjacent.
Yeah, we'll bronze. We'll get the bronze.
Yeah. Bronze is better than what they're doing right now. So, you know.
Did you guys see that the Falcons sold out their season tickets for the first time in like 30 years this year because of Kirk Cousins?
They didn't sell that out before?
Yes. They literally have gone to 2 Super Bowls in this span and they didn't sell out their season tickets.
Matt Ryan just not driving ticket sales.
Rick Nodgers, man. Where are you at?
Yeah.
Was that 30 years? I mean, was that the Dirty Birds?
Yeah, it's a little
before then, right? Yeah.
Well, no, actually, that was 98, right?
Yeah, that was that. Yeah.
This Chris Chandler, oh my god, the NFL used to be so bad. We had like fucking like 80-year-old Dan Reeves and Chris Chandler going to a Super Bowl because some Minnesota, because Randall Cunningham let a field goal kicker miss a kick. Oh my god. Wow, the 90s football. Boo, 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 sucked. Bam, boo. Oh, gross.
Thumbs down.
Yeah, it's when you got all your Super Bowls, Braga. You should love the 90s.
Yeah.
It was the 80s.
80s, and we had one in the 90s.
One in the 90s.
We, all right. on that note.
We dropped a win, folks. We
God damn it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got them.
Yeah, maybe you didn't see me when I was a teenager in the 90s. I suited up.
You guys have seen that NFL Films clip in the 95 Super Bowl at Joe Robbie Stadium where Steve Young is saying, take the monkey off my back, take it off. Young Braga, that's who he's talking to.
That was me. Yep. Yep.
His hair blended in with the red uniforms.
I stole Gary Plummer's uniform and was suited
Gary
up.
Plummer. Oh my god! Remember Gary Plummer?
Yeah,
played in a time where men wore mustaches, not to be ironic. Yeah. Like just it was like, you want to know what
mustaches? And that
I'm
guy
just
had the
wearing a mustache.
That guy had the biggest shoulder pads in the history of football too. Like, God, football uniforms were the worst in the 90s. We all had to suffer wearing like the knockoff shitty versions in school too. Like, ugh.
I know we're about to go, but I recently fell down a rabbit hole of NFL uniforms in the 90s. Man, there was no rules until like 97. Teams were wearing Wilson. They were wearing Starter. They were wearing Apex.
Whatever they could get.
Anything. It was just the Cowboys were where the Cowboys and the 49ers were a Wilson versus Apex matchup at like the height of the sport. Historic matchups that still look good on TV today. Wilson versus Apex.
Hey, should we try to make a business out of this? I don't know. I guess.
Yeah. Very bizarre.
Yeah. All right. Movie on Sunday, Major League 2. It is on Netflix. Watch it. Listen to us talk about it. Major League 2 on Netflix. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. A goodbye.